Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A jury took just 5 hours to convict Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud. He stole at least $10 billion from customers and investors in his FTX crypto exchange. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said,
"The cryptocurrency industry might be new. The players like Sam Bankman-Fried might be new. But this kind of fraud, this kind of corruption is as old as time. And we have no patience for it."
The 31-year-old faces decades in prison when he is sentenced in March. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. is pushing for a humanitarian pause in Israel's fighting with Hamas. About 800 people have been allowed to leave Gaza and enter Egypt. The House passed a $14 billion aid bill for Israel, but with no aid for Ukraine attached, it's expected to fail in the Senate. This is ABC News. A gas explosion leveled a row of homes, injuring at least 15 people in Wappingers Falls, north of New York City, Thursday. ABC's Lionel Moyes reports.
Five of the injured people are first responders. Police say most of the other 10 victims, including two children, are in critical condition. Officials say the structure that collapsed was a multifamily building with four apartments. Before the explosion, a utility crew was performing what's described as routine maintenance when the excavator apparently hit a 3/4-inch gas line. Marcy Ward was home with her children down the street.
All of a sudden, the house shook.
North Korea confirmed today that it is closing some of its diplomatic missions abroad. South Korean officials say the move is a sign that international sanctions are having an economic impact on the North. The South Korean government had said North Korea would close embassies in Uganda, Angola, and Spain, and a consulate in Hong Kong. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Hey there, Joel Karnick here from the 98Q Morning Show. Join me and the staff of Kyle Repair in Park Falls Friday, November 3rd. I'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1 for the big open house. Lunch will be served. Join me for lunch from 11 to 1 and sign up to win some great prizes. Listen to this, a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. There will be all kinds of Ponzi parts, special savings of 10%. Come on out to Kyle Repair, their big open house, Friday, November 3rd, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Sheriff's deputy shot and killed an armed suspect Thursday in southeast Wisconsin. Wisconsin Department of Justice says when Ozaukee County Sheriff's deputies tried to pull over a suspect for outstanding felony warrants late Thursday morning near I-43 in the town of Grafton, the suspect's vehicle sped off. That led to a chase. After a tire deflation device caused the fleeing vehicle to stop, the driver of the vehicle ran into a nearby tree line. With deputies following, the Justice Department says the suspect revealed a weapon. A deputy then shot the suspect, and after life-saving measures were attempted, suspect died at the scene. Investigators recovered a gun from the scene. No law enforcement officers were injured. The deputy who shot the suspect has been placed on administrative assignment. Governor Tony Evers announced he's investing $36 million in building projects around Wisconsin. Those projects were excluded from the 2023-25 capital budget by Republican legislators. Evers said Thursday those projects will support over 400 jobs and nearly $68 million in economic activity with funding through the American Rescue Plan Act. One of the projects receiving the funding is the proposed Woodman Sports and Convention Center in Janesville. City manager of Janesville, Kevin Lehner, says the $15 million investment provided by the governor means the project will likely get rolling this winter.
This is the last critical piece for us to be able to move forward. So it's going to be full speed ahead for the city. And we are just thrilled that we're going to be able to bring this project to reality.
Governor Evers says the Janesville project will generate an estimated $13 million in community economic impact and provide a regional venue. Other projects receiving the funding are located in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Door County. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days, And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends, playing music,
lunchtime,
math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
At the Capitol Thursday, a bill to protect poll workers and election officers.
The bill prevents release of private information about clerks and poll workers. Rock County Clerk Lisa Tollefson says there are holes in the bill.
I train hundreds of poll workers. They are appointed by their municipalities. What if I give out that information without realizing it?
Tollefson says the county handles a lot of information releases, and she can't know who all the local poll workers are. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a bill in the Wisconsin legislature would facilitate opening regional crisis centers.
Currently, persons in Wisconsin experiencing mental health crises may ride in the back of a squad car for hours for a trip to Winnebago Mental Health Institute near Oshkosh. The crisis centers would allow voluntary or emergency detention for up to 5 days without patients having to be transported to Winnebago. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips. Now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Hey there, Joel Karnick here from the 98Q Morning Show. Join me and the staff of Kyle Repair in Park Falls Friday, November 3rd. I'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1 for the big open house. Lunch will be served. Join me for lunch from 11 to 1 and sign up to win some great prizes. Listen to this, a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. There will be all kinds of Ponzi parts, special savings of 10%. Come on out to Kyle Repair, their big open house, Friday, November 3rd, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Cheer on the Prentice Buccaneers in the state volleyball tournament with Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, proud to be a sponsor of this special broadcast. Look forward to 2024 container workshops. Find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for a holiday gift certificate sale. Discover where nature meets sweet indulgence at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream off Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. And yes, we have ice cream.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow showers today with a high near 44. Winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. There's no snow tonight, just mostly cloudy skies, a low around 20 with a northwest wind up to 5. Winds turn to the southwest Saturday up to 5 miles an hour with mostly sunny skies and a high near 41. There's a slight chance of rain Sunday with a high near 43 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We'll see more chances for rain Monday with a high near 46 and a west wind around 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 37 degrees.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Best on in sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, Kenny Pickett threw a three-yard touchdown pass to Deontay Johnson with just over 4 minutes. And the Pittsburgh Steelers slipped past the Tennessee Titans 20-16. Four of Pittsburgh's five wins have come on games they trailed entering the fourth quarter. Pickett threw for 190 yards and the winning score. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers take over in the second half of their win over the Toronto Raptors.
The 76ers pulled away in the third quarter to pick up their third straight win with a 114-99 victory over the Raptors. With the game tied at 64, Philadelphia took the lead for good, scoring 8 straight points capped by a basket by Joel Embiid. Embiid at a game-high 28 points. Tobias Harris and Kelly Oubre Jr. added 23. Scotty Barnes led Toronto at 24. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Other winners included New Orleans, Orlando, and San Antonio. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, the New York Islanders make the most out of 21 shots in defeating the Washington Capitals.
Semyon Varlamov made 32 saves in his second consecutive shutout as the Islanders ended the Capitals' three-game winning streak, 3-0. The Isles put just two shots on net in the first period, and both went in. In fact, Darcy Kemper didn't make his first save until 25 minutes had elapsed. Ryan Pulock put New York ahead just 22 seconds into the game. Simon Holmstrom scored later in the first period, and Brock Nelson finished with a goal and an assist as the Islanders won for the third time in four games. Kemper stopped just 18 shots. Dave Ferry, Washington.
Other winners were Florida, Los Angeles, Columbus, the New York Rangers, Boston, New Jersey, Dallas, Seattle, Vegas, Arizona, and Vancouver. In Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani and Cody Bellinger were among the 130 players who became free agents as baseball's business season began. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers are gearing up for their first game since dealing veteran defensive back Rasul Douglas to Buffalo earlier this week. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry says it was a pleasure to coach Rasul.
The impact that he made on our team and our locker room, obviously not only with his play, but with his leadership, and just an unbelievable football guy, a guy that loved ball, a guy that was always talking ball, always working on ball. He was phenomenal for the young players. Want to thank him for everything that he did, and we will truly miss him.
Packers host the Rams at a noon kick on Sunday at Lambeau. Barry said Rasul's departure means opportunity for others.
You know, it's the nature of the business, unfortunately, in a situation for us. But what a great opportunity for the Valentines of the world, the Ballantines of the world. They're going to get an opportunity, and hopefully they'll take advantage of it.
NFL Thursday night action. Steelers scored with 4 minutes left to come back and beat the Titans 20-16. Pittsburgh improves to 5-3. They'll host the Packers a week from Sunday. Big Ten Conference revealed a full 2024 football schedule Thursday, setting the slate for a new era of Big Ten action. With Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington joining the conference, the Badgers will get two of those four next year. Wisconsin opens Big Ten play September 28th at USC. They'll host Oregon on November 16th. Badgers back at it tomorrow, facing Indiana in Bloomington. The Badgers currently share a 3-2 conference record with Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska in the Big Ten West. Fifth-ranked Hockey Badgers host fourth-ranked Michigan in a big early season battle. The Badgers off to a 7-1 start. They're 2-0 in the Big Ten. Brewers have retained one of their starting pitchers for next season, signing Colin Ray to a one-year deal worth $4.5 million. The Bucks are gearing up for their first game of the inaugural NBA in-season tournament tonight. They will host the New York Knicks at Fiserv Forum. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And in a couple statewide high school notes, state volleyball tournaments underway for the boys and the girls. Division One played yesterday at the Resch Center. Oconomowoc defeating Burlington. It was Appleton North, a winner over Franklin. It was Divine, Savior, Holy Angels. They were a winner over River Falls and Hamilton. They top Wanakee. All Division One action yesterday. Of course, we've got Division Four this morning at 9 o'clock with Newman Catholic. They come in as the 2 seed. They reseed the teams when they come in. So they gave Newman Catholic the 2 seed. They're 30-12. And Prentice, the 3 seed, 33-8. 9 o'clock, we'll have coverage for you this morning from the Resch Center in Green Bay with Jeff Hakenin and Scott Heckman. And the boys' state volleyball tournament also got underway yesterday. Arrowhead defeated Kettle Moraine. It was Marquette, a winner over South Milwaukee. Kimberly, a winner over Waukesha South. And Middleton, a winner over Union Grove. Just one division for boys' volleyball. Level 3 of high school football playoffs resume tonight. Edgar and Boyceville will play. That'll be down in Boyceville. Other teams from the north in Division 6. Grantsburg will play host to Cameron. The Auburndale football team will entertain Stratford. And in Division 5, St. Croix Falls and Maple Northwestern will play at Maple. And Wittenberg-Burnhamwood also in action at D.C. Everest tonight. And Rice Lake will play host to Onalaska High School Football Level 3. And the 8-man semifinals, the winners get to go to state championship game. McDonald Catholic will take on Thorpe today. And Oakfield will challenge Florence. And that is a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I've been hiking. The first thing you notice when you go hiking is it's a mistake. Oh, we're not walking anywhere in particular. There's nothing at the end of this trail. There's no bar or restaurant. Not even a vending machine. We're just idiots. There's always that moment when you go hiking when you realize, oh no, now we have to walk back. There's no exit through the gift shop. I want to like hiking. It's like horseback riding. You want to like it, and then you get on a horse, and you're like, that's right, I'm not a 12-year-old girl. Get me off this poor animal. But hiking is huge. It's huge. There's hiking clothing. There's clothing for walking outside. I thought all clothing was for walking outside. And there's whole parts of the country, the entire Pacific Northwest, everyone's dressed like there could be an impromptu hike at a moment's notice. Well, I'm going for a coffee, but you never know what a hike might break out. So I'll put on some sturdy shoes and a breathable fleece. That joke was brought to you by Patagonia.
Happy Friday to you. Everyone's always in a good mood when it's Friday.
TGIF.
Well, I might as well enjoy this.
Tonight's ladies' night.
My favorite holiday, hands down, daylight savings time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
This is the good one where it goes an hour back, not the terrible nightmare one that ruins our life.
By the way, I hope everybody took full advantage of daylight savings time this summer.
Hell right, hell right. Everybody's going down on a Friday night somewhere in America. There's a bottle of burn and a fire to light. You ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're gonna raise hell, then you better damn raise hell right. Hell right, hell right.
In their 63rd season,
why would they do this?
President Biden hosted a Halloween trick-or-treat event on Monday at the White House, and it was going pretty great until Commander ate a minion.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So a fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Country boy, yeah.
get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you
chasing what he's drinking. Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like, you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me, who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like, you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head?
About me, there goes Morgan Wallen in 98Q Country at 7:37, 23 before 8. We've got a very special day today. We're bringing you state volleyball action. It's tough. It's tough nowadays for teams to get to state at any sport and any level. And the Prentice girls volleyball team, they did it a few years back during the pandemic. Coach Murphy will talk with him in a pregame at about 8:45 this morning, and he reflected a little bit when I chatted with him about that it was different back then. It was pandemic when that year they went, so it was a lot different. This year, very special year for the Prentice girls, and we'll bring you the coverage live, play-by-play. Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman will be courtside at the Rest Center in Green Bay, and we'll bring it to you local flavor, 9 o'clock this morning. If they should win, 9 o'clock tomorrow is the championship contest. And we want to take a moment and thank our special sponsors from the Prentice area, the Cross Points Cafe, also Rubin Sales and Service, IMR Industrial Machine Repair, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, G.A. Miller, and B.C. Auto Repair. Thanks to those Prentice businesses for supporting and sponsoring our broadcast of the contest from Green Bay here this morning. Daylight Savings Time ends this weekend. We always get confused. I don't know which if it's ending or beginning or forward, back. All I know, the only thing that helped me was you fall backwards and you spring forward. All right, that's the only way I remember it. And I almost sprung backwards there. I'm getting older, so I can spring either way now. But typically you spring forward, and when you fall backwards, right? Well, you don't spring backwards. Have I over-explained it? Spring forward, fall back. So we're going to gain an hour of sleep. You're falling back an hour. So you get this is the good one. You get an extra hour of sleep. So do that Saturday night. It technically doesn't click in until Sunday morning at like 2 o'clock for some. They like to do it on the overnight hours. Otherwise, it would get confusing during the day. Everybody's like, what are you doing at 2 o'clock in the morning for? That's stupid. Well, what if you did it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? How confusing would that be? So they try to do it at a time, kind of like after bar closing time, where very, very high percentage of people and businesses are not affected. So I think that's a pretty good time now that I think about it. So you go to bed Saturday night, put that clock back an hour, and everybody's going to be okay. Today also, this November the 3rd, is National Cliche Day today. National Cliche Day today. So what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, if you read between the lines, it is what it is. So seize the day is what I'm trying to say. I got them all in there. Thanksgiving, of course, is approaching, less than 3 weeks away. I learned something yesterday that is making me feel really good about Thanksgiving. I learned yesterday, here's a random piece of information for you. I learned yesterday, you know Michael Jordan, right? Considered by many to be the greatest basketball player of all time. His sidekick was Scottie Pippen when they won all those championships with the Bulls, Jordan Pippen. It's not, it's pretty common knowledge that they don't really get along. That Pippen, some of the things and the stories that have come out, they don't really get along very well. That's common knowledge. So get this. As you think ahead to Thanksgiving and maybe the awkwardness of your family situation, think of this. I learned this yesterday. Michael Jordan's son, who is 33 years old, is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife, who is 49. So Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, they don't talk, they don't get along. So Michael Jordan's son is dating and going to be marrying, apparently, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's an awkward Thanksgiving right there. That's right. See, I did it for you. Now yours seems pretty nice, doesn't it? Yeah, the uncle who's driving up from the southern part of the state, now dealing with him isn't that bad. See, I just do it for you. We have the Deer Hunters Roundup on the air 2 weeks from Saturday. And our schedule's a little bit different. We've got it, I think, I'm not sure I put it on the website yet. I will. But the hours of the roundup are going to be adjusted just a little bit on a few days because we got Bucks basketball to dance around. But we will still have the roundup on each day with the exception of Thanksgiving Day. We do not have a Packer conflict this year because the Packers play on Thanksgiving. And I think they have a noon game the weekend before. So there's no Packers to bump it around. But there's Bucks that are going to nudge it a little bit earlier and a little bit later on a couple of nights. But the Deer Hunters Roundup, we're looking forward to more fabulous and glamorous prizes and your calls on the roundup. We've got, if you want to get primed up for it, or maybe you are new to the area and you're saying, Joel, what is a Deer Hunters Roundup? You can go to 98qcountry.com, click on the Deer Hunters Roundup at the top, and we have last year's shows archived there to kind of get you into the feel and the flavor of what's going to happen for the roundup this year. So Prentice Volleyball coming up at 9 from Green Bay. I will be at Kyle Repair broadcasting from 11 to 1 on the north end of Park Falls. And they have some special stuff. They have complimentary. They have an open house going on all day today from 8 to 4. They are your Ponzi parts and service specialist. So we'll talk about that and about everything else they offer there at Kyle Repair. And they're giving away some real nice prizes, including a $500 fuel card. How about that? Yeah, that's nice. And I'll be there from 11 to 1 on the air, broadcasting and telling you about this new business here. I guess considered new. They've been around for a little while now, but new. So we'll have that Kyle Repair live broadcast today from 11 to 1 right here.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Get big savings and big rewards during Provember at Lowe's. Right now, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt products and save $200 on a DeWalt sliding compound miter saw. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on Little Giant products and save $70 on a Little Giant multi-position 14-foot ladder. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 11/22.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey there, Joel Kernick here from the 98Q Morning Show. Join me and the staff of Kyle Repair in Park Falls Friday, November 3rd. I'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1 for the big open house. Lunch will be served. Join me for lunch from 11 to 1 and sign up to win some great prizes. Listen to this, a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. There will be all kinds of Ponzi parts, special savings of 10%. Come on out to Kyle Repair, their big open house, Friday, November 3rd, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Get ready, Prentice. The Prentice Lady Buccaneers are headed to the state volleyball tournament this weekend. Proudly supported by IMR, Industrial Machining and Repair on Air Park Drive in Prentice. IMR is your one-stop shop for precision CNC machining, welding and fabrication, SolidWorks and MasterCam design, rapid prototyping, and custom cylinder manufacturing. Join us in celebrating the Lady Buccaneers and their journey to victory with IMR's dedication to excellence. For all your manufacturing and fabrication needs, IMR has you covered. Celebrate their triumph on and off the court. Go Lady Buccaneers! IMR, your CNC machining and fabrication champions.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
With Black Friday savings all month long at the Home Depot, you can get more holiday doing done with appliances that come with all the jingle bells and whistles you could wish for, like ultra-large capacity LG laundry sets, America's most reliable line of appliances per independent consumer study. Save up to $900 on select laundry sets with Black Friday savings, including top brands like LG at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting your thermometer because accuracy matters. Exergen thermometers are fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate for medical and home use. Find Exergen thermometers at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow showers today with a high near 44. Winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. There's no snow tonight, just mostly cloudy skies, a low around 20 with a northwest wind up to 5. Winds turn to the southwest Saturday up to 5 miles an hour with mostly sunny skies and a high near 41. There's a slight chance of rain Sunday with a high near 43 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We'll see more chances for rain Monday with a high near 46 and a west wind around 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 36 degrees.
Well, since we have volleyball on during our normal Titletown Report, let's get you this Friday edition of the Titletown Report right now. Today's Titletown Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
With Rasul Douglas in Buffalo and Eric Stokes sidelined by injury, rookie Carrington Valentine expecting to get plenty of opportunity to fill the spot vacated by Douglas. Is he ready for the increased workload?
You know, it's a thing that we say around here is stay ready so you don't got to get ready. So I'm, you know, even if I didn't see the snaps that I wanted to see in the beginning of the season, I always prepared like I was going to play because you never know what's going to happen.
Valentine said they lost a good one in Douglas, who taught him a lot.
Just being a pro, the way he approached the game, you know, he's been around. So just being around him, he taught me a lot.
I'll have more from Titletown after this.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Fan patience is wearing thin when it comes to the Packers' offense, struggling to score early. Quarterback Jordan Love said he's anxiously excited to get the offense on track and rolling right now.
We don't want to wait. We know it's a process, but we want to speed up that process and just have that urgency that we know we got to get better right now, right away. There's no waiting for, you know, next year, next play, because who knows what's going to happen. You know, tomorrow's not promised for any of us. So we feel that urgency, and we just got to keep continue to grow and do that at a fast rate and a fast spot.
Packers and Rams on Sunday at noon. I'll have reaction Monday from Titletown on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed when it started raining. She said, I don't mind. Just two, cause a girl like her on a night like this make a man wanna stay right where he is. A shovel in the way, your green eyes are glowing, I'm holding on tight, praying and hoping this truck battery dies, or the road's too muddy to drive. Wanna stay right here all night, if the good roads will and that creek will rise. Well, next thing I know, I have my blue jeans hanging on a tree limb. She was smiling at
the nerd heart, Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart, and we ain't even got to the best part.
We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes, she was smiling, saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song dress, and the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
98 Q Country.
Forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thanking God for. So thank God I get to wait.